This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, AMET to host the 2025 Football SA Summer School on Intellectual Property and Transfer of Technology, and SAPS must step up mental health checks on cop shooting. The time is 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. The university will again host the WIPO South Africa Summer School on Intellectual Property and Transfer of Technology. Scheduled from November 25 to December 5, 2025, the event aims to equip students, professionals and researchers with critical skills of the IP and technology transfer. Led by Dr. Mandla Hlongwana, the Technology Transfer Office is partnering with the prominent organizations, including WIPO and the Japanese Patent Office, to deliver a comprehensive program. The summer school will feature lecturers, case studies, and discussions focusing on the management and commercialization of IP, as well as its interface with other disciplines. This event promises to be a significant platform to fostering knowledge and skills in today's innovation-driven economy, benefiting the participant in contributing to the growth of intellectual property expertise in South Africa. In other news, the Police and Prisons Civil Rights Union has called on South African police service management to prioritize mental health resources for its members. This comes after a police constable was arrested in connection with the murders of two fellow officers in Murchison last week, with detectives believing the shooting was linked to a domestic dispute between the suspect and one of the victims, who was reportedly the father of her child. The Police and Prison Civil Rights Union's national spokesperson Richard Mamabolo describes the incident as a deeply disturbing and a stark reminder of the challenges faced by police officers. He emphasized the need on SAPS to intensify internal wellness and psychological support programs to help members manage relational and emotional pressure. Pop Crew has urged SAPS management to prioritize mental health issues and support mechanisms on members, given the demanding and often traumatic nature of their work, to prevent similar incidents in the future and ensure the well-being of its personnel.
The act of violence speaks to the growing need for SAPS to identify and intensify internal wellness and psychological support programs aimed at helping members manage personal, relational and emotional pressures. Pop Crew urges SAPS management to prioritize mental health resources and support mechanisms for members, particularly given the demanding and often traumatic nature of their work.
And finally, UDJ Duma ongubaba wengane kaNtando Duma unikele ezinkundleni zokuxhumana ezwakaliswa injabulo yakhe. UJunior the Rocker uphumile esigabeni sokuba umfana ethumela umalume ekhweni lakhe kwaDladla. Lwelela kwelezi sigaba nje, umama wengane yakhe ongumlingisi weshaka ilembe usanda kugana insizwa yaseLimpopo engumculi. Le nsizwa yakamzizi ifake isithombe sosuku olukhulu esihambisana nomlayezo othi Mrs. Me. Akugcinanga lapho, ngoba ubuye wabhala incwadi encane ichaza ukuthi alithatha njengokwelwekhethelo empilweni yakhe. Ushaye ngamafuphi wathi, ngiyabonga kumdali omzizi ojama kasijadu okuyibona abangicelela enkosini ukuthi ngihlangane nenkosikwazi unje. To recap your top stories this hour, MET to host 2025 WIPO SA Summer School on Intellectual Property and Transfer of Technology, and SAPS must step up mental health check after cop-on-cop shooting. That is all for me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 4 o'clock. For MET Radio News Desk, I am Kazi Leshinga.
This is an MET Radio podcast.